the cloud doesn't have a mshei mechitza. The reason why they made a mechitza by a ship is l'avriach hamayim, to keep the water out of the ship. Alamo, when you make mechitzas, the pshat is, you want to make this mokum different than outside. You want to make a meshus yachid. Outside the street, inside the meshus yachid. You put a mechitzas around to make the inside mokum different than the outside mokum. That's alamo mechitzas. That's the mechitzas kaveh meshus yachid. Here on a ship, the reason why you have mechitzas are not to make the ship a different mokum. Pshat of the ship by itself was a different mokum. So the reason why you took up the mechitzas around the ship is that the water should stay out of the ship. It's about the purpose of the mechitzes is lavriach mayim. The Rav Zeir holds that's not called mechitzes. The cloud that wouldn't be called mechitzes to be matter this svarim to make it for dal damis. So therefore, Rav Zeir has to say a new svarim on a ship. The cloud is no such din dal damis. That's why you can walk the kula. The Rashi lavriach mayim asuyas v'loy chashiva mechitzos lasei svino kula karbamis. I'll call for them. These mechitzes are not choshev enough to make it like dal damis. So Rashi doesn't say the cloud are not mechitzes. Like Avadi, you're not going to say it's a caramel, it's in the ship. Avadi, in the ship, you're allowed to carry on Shabbos. Without you have mechitzas around there, inside is called Rosh Hashanah. Just this halacha, that we say when you go out of your tchum, you can only walk up Payim Amma. You're in a mokum that has dal mechitzas around you, it makes the whole mokum inside like dal damis. That's only when you have good mechitzas around you. But the mechitzas of a ship is not good enough, it's not choshem. Because these mechitzas are only lavriach hamayim, just throw the mayim out, and not for the mokum. That's Rav Zeira's svara. Therefore, Rav Zeira says a new svara. Why is the ship mutter to walk more than dal damis? Because there's no such thing as dal damis on the ship. For Rabba, my time will come with Rav Zeira. Why doesn't Rabba say like Rav Zeira? The Rav Zeira is saying a good svara. When a ship is moving, there's no such thing as going chutz mi dal damis. It's out the same dal damis. And for the Gemara like this, the maskana is tahama b'maleches kuliyam malay pligi enoch namid. Because the man, the ship is moving, b'maleches, avad, you're allowed to walk more than dal damas on the ship. As even though the case is that the beginning of Shabbos, the ship was in port. Now on Shabbos, the ship went away. So the ship went chutz l'tchum. Without you now outside your tchum Shabbos, you shouldn't be allowed to walk more than dal damas. Still we say no. Because the man, you're on the ship, you're allowed to walk around the whole ship. Why? Reb Zeir is svara. When a ship is moving, there's no such thing as that when I'm walking out of the dal damas. You were never in the dal damis. Either for Rashi's three svaras. When a ship moves, it automatically takes you into new dal damis, or else when you pick your foot up, you yourself never went chutz mi dal damis. So the kids say, when a ship is moving, everybody's moida, you're not going out of your dal damis. You can walk as far as you want on the ship, it's muta. Keep pligi, where's the machlekes? I tell you, after the shomda. When the ship stopped, the ship was omad, stood still. Here's the machlekes. So Rashi keep pligi kishomdom over shasami dosa konil dal damoisav. Now according to Rav Zeira, when the ship stops, here's an askamina. When the ship stops, now you have dal damis. So we say you're only allowed to walk in your dal damis, not out of your dal damis. Rashi v'afilu achi sharu Rav Gamliel mishumava mechitzas. Still, Rav Gamliel is moedam. This is according to Rav Svarim that you have a svar of ava mechitzas. Since at the beginning of Shabbos you were in these mechitzas, you're allowed to walk around the whole mechitzas. And that's Rabbi Svarim. So in Rav Zeira's Svarim is that when it's walking, everybody holds from Zeira's Svarim. The Nafkumina is that we hold from Rabbi Svarim also to Shomdo, when it's staying still. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok Masis and Dami Deka, have a Raif and a Mishnah also, did a Maleches Loi Pligi. That when the ship is moving, there's no Machlekes. Then everybody holds, you're allowed to walk throughout the whole ship. What's the Raya? Mimai. Midiktoni in the Mishnah state, Maise Shabo, Miporam the Sin. The Hefligos Svinosa Bayom. The Maise that were coming from this place, from the Sin, and the Svina was traveling on Shabbos. So the Maise was on Gamliel, Rebelozov, and Azaya, Hochu, Eskuloi. They walked throughout the whole ship. So it's good Lishitosam. The Gamliel holds, even though the ship now on Shabbos went Chutzlatchum, but on the ship, you're allowed to walk even around the whole ship. You don't say you only have Dal Damis, you're allowed to walk throughout the whole ship. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva loizozu meyarbamus. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva did not walk out of the dal damas on the ship. Now the Mishnah says why? Sherotzu lahachmer alatzmon, because they wanted to be machmer upon themselves. Mashma mikra din, it was mutta for them to walk out of their dal damas. Just they wanted to be machmer upon themselves, not to walk more than dal damas. As what's the pshat? They wanted to be machmer. So the more iyam with bishleima, b'malachas loy pligi. The kasher is Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva said this author. They say in the Mishnah, if the goyim on Shabbos take you out of your tchum and put you into a makom that has mechitzas, you can't walk. Only dalad amis. You can't walk b'kulei. So what do you mean? They're only machmir here. Mi'ikwa din it should be yosser. So the Mariam at Bishleim, you're going to tell me, Bishleimim, B'malechas loy pligi, that everybody holds a svarim. When a ship is traveling, everybody holds a smutta to walk in the ship more than Daldamis. For Rashi svarim, because the ship doesn't have Daldamis. A ship that's moving, it's always picking you up and making you go into a different Daldamis. So you're never in your original Daldamis to say, you have to stay in this Daldamis, and you can't go vital to a new Daldamis. You're never in the original Daldamis. When a ship is moving, it's always taking you out of the smokim into a new mokim. So that's why it's good that he said he was machmer upon himself. What's his chumrah? That even though now the ship is moving, really it's mutter, I'm geizer though not to move now, or to maybe the ship will stay still. And when the ship stays still, then I hold nikra din it's osur. So it's good why they were just machmer latzmoy. They were machmer even though the ship is traveling, that really should be mutter, they are machmer or to maybe you'll stay still. Is Hanu the Tony Rotsu? What's Rotsu? Why were they machmir? By Dilmal Omdu. Maybe the ship will stay still, and when it stays still, then they hold the saucer. Eli Yarmut. But if you're going to tell me no, Pligi, that they argue, even when the ship is traveling, they still say, since Lamaita, this ship went out of the Tchum on Shabbos, you can't walk more than Dalam is. Habazai Hai Rotsu Lahachmir, Isurihu. What do you mean, sound they want to be machmir upon themselves? Faket, it's an Isur. According to their din, whenever you go out of the Tchum, even though the Goyim put you into a makom that has mechitzis, you can't walk more than Daldamis. So Mikra din is also for them. And the Mayas of Chlorai, like we're saying, that when the ship is moving, Mikra din, you are allowed to walk more than Daldamis. Because when a ship that's moving, there's no din Daldamis to it. No, the reason why they were machmir, Otto may be Omdu. Yeah. There's another raya from our Mishnah. So you told me the Mishnah says, Svina dumyu the deer v'soyer. It says our Svina is doima to a deer v'soyer. It's doima to the corral where the behemoths are. Ma deer v'soyer. The kviya, just like a corral where the behemoths are. That's a mokum that's kavua, doesn't move around. So the Mishnah says, when the goyim schlepped you out of your tchum on Shabbos and put you into this mokum, it's a machlokes that you can walk v'kuloi, or that's the daldamis. Is the same case in the Svina. Is that Svina Nami the Kviya? Who are then, when there is a machlekes in the Svina, are you allowed to walk only Daldamas or the whole Svina? It's only a Svina that's standing still. That's Kavua like a deer destroyer. That's the machlekes. That's still Rav Gamliel says it's mutter, because she had rabbis for him. Since the mechitzas are there and you were there from the beginning of Shabbos, it's mutter. Mashen came when the Svina is moving, then there's no machlekes at all. Omale Ravacho Bred Rav Ravashi. Hilchaso Rav Gamliel b'Svina. You should know we talk a paskin aloch like Rav Gamliel b'Svina. That means even though the Svina on Shabbos went chutz the tchum, still you can walk around the whole Svina. And Hilchas for the Gemara, Hilchaso Mechlal de Pligi. You're telling me now halacha mashmir is a machlekes? And the Gemara in yes, a taka there is a machlekes. But Tani, we learned the raya for this. Hanan Yoimer Koloi Se Hayoyin Yoshvu V'Dono V'Dvar Halacha. The whole day, they were masupig on the ship, what's the locha? Are we allowed to walk chutz daldamis, or only daldamis on the ship? Emesh, when it came to the night time, Rashi's Emesh means the night time, Erev, Hechriyo Achai Avom, that my father's brother, my uncle, was Machriya, that halacha kram Gamliel b'svinam, that the locha is a Gamliel b'svinam, the halacha kram Kiva b'diyah b'soyim. And the lochas are going to kiva b'dir v'soyim. In other words, to say, it's not stam kolor aloch like a gamliel. We only pass the gamliel by a svina. A svina is different. Why is a svina different? These are the two svaras you have, rab and yabzeira svaram. That one svar, rabbi's svar, is a svina is different because you were in the mechitzis at the beginning of Shabbos. So since you were in the boat at the beginning of Shabbos, you're like kernish shvisiya now, so you have these mechitzis are like daldamis for you. But enich nami, a dir v'soyir, you don't have this halacha. They made out this achro. Yeah. The Rashi before said, well, the kash was Nechlau the Pligid of Rashi, the Svina Vitmiya, Vorotsu Ketoni, or Malolaho, the Rabu Shmu, the Pligid of Svina. The kash is the Mishnah's Mashmu, they were Machmer upon themselves. But Meikri Radin, everybody's masking on the Svina, you are allowed to walk more than thou damest. And Terence was in Vatan Rash bin Chusam, Opligi Bishamda. Like we learned before, there is a machlekes when the ship stays still, then it's a machlekes. that according to Rabbi Kiva, it's also to walk more than thou damis, and according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's mutter. Vodik Tony Rotsu a malechis. The after it says Rabbi Kiva was machmer afi atzmai, that was only the malechis. But then achnami, kisha om de tako, the din is then, it's a machlechis. And still we pass with Rabbi Gamliel. So the Chur, the Svara Bishamdu, should be like Rabbah. The Svara is that since the person was in the ship at the beginning of Shabbos, then we say these mechitzas around you make it like the whole inside of the ship is your Dal Damis. So therefore you're allowed to walk around the whole ship. Mashenk, in the case of a deer of the Sawyer, there the Goyim in the middle of Shabbos slept you out of your Tchum and put you into a new deer of the Sawyer that you weren't in those mechitzas at the beginning of Shabbos. So those mechitzas don't help you. And then we pass like the Rabbi Kiva, that it's time also to walk more than Dal Damis. So it's a little bit right, it's just, Boy Rav Chanina, Yesh Tchumim L'malo Mi'asoro, or Yein Tchumim L'malo Mi'asoro. What's the loch? You're allowed to walk out of your Tchum L'malo Mi'asoro. If you're walking above 10 Tfachim off the ground, can you walk out of the Tchum? So the Gemara, what's the Mitzvah? Or Yein Tchum, or else there's no issue to walk when you're above more than Yud Amis. Gemara Mi'as.
Alright, Mr. Shum, we'll finish this next year. You're holding the Mem Gimel Omer Aleph. In the middle by the two dots. So the Morim. Boy Rav Chananya. Yesh Tchumim L'malo Mi'asoro or Yein Tchumim L'malo Mi'asoro. Is there an Issa to go out of the Tchum if you are walking higher than 10 tefachim off the ground? In other words, the yisit chumin, a koponim midrabonin, is you can't walk out of alpayim amah on Shabbos. It means from where you are kerenish shvisa, you can't walk alpayim amah. So there's an issa for the garbage that's a person to walk more than alpayim amah. What about if he walks lamala meyud, which is not so shchiach to walk, or so high, is it an issa also? Like Gemara says, what's the case with the shayla? Omud gvoyasore. If you have an omud, it's a raised platform, which is gvoyasore. It's 10 tefachim high. Verochev arbo, and it's wide, 4x4 tefachim. So that's like regular rishus hayochid. Is loyti boiloch. Then for sure, if you walk on top of these planks, there is an issa going out of the tchum. Why? Darius michti. This is considered like part of the ground. And Rashi says it means that's a derech to walk on these things. Even though it's high, 10 tefachim off the ground, but since it's wide, dalet by dalet, it's shchiach to walk, so there is the yisod not to walk out of the tchum. Kiti boiloch, when we have the shailah, v'yomod gvoyasor, we have this plank, which is 10 tefachim high, v'yein erochev abu, it's not wide, 4x4 tefachim. So it's not so easy to walk on these things. Let's say you have a bunch of them, a whole row of them, 100 amas long, a few thousand amas long, and you want to walk from one to the other, and each one is higher than 10 tefachim off the ground, is there an issa to walk out of the tchum? That's the shayla. Inami the cause of b'kvitza, or else you're going by jumping. The Rashi learns b'kvitza means b'shem, like you say Hashem's name, and you're able to fly. So somebody can fly above yud tefachim and go out of the tchum, is it also or not? Lishnach Rina, another pshat is Visvina. My, what's the loch if you go on a ship? That a ship that starts to go travel on Shabbos. Now usually a ship is more than 10 tefachim off the ground, as the water is much higher than 10 tefachim off the ground. So the shal, if you go in a ship that's traveling on Shabbos and is going out of the tchum, is there any iser or is it mutter? So the Gemara Omer Avoshia, Toshima, bring your eye for our Mishnah. Says the Ma'is in the Mishnah, Ma'is is Shabo, Mipalaran the sin. They came from this place, bayam, and on Shabbos the Svina went into the Yam. And still we say there was a Shail of Tchumim in the Mishnah, that a Shail of you could walk throughout the whole ship, or only Dal Damis. But our Koponim is considered you went out of the Tchum, that was also. So the Gemara Yam with Bishleim, Yesh Tchumim, Mishum Hochi Rotsui. That's why they wanted to be Machim in the Mishnah, not to walk more than Dal Damis. El Yam retained Tchumim, but if you're telling me traveling in a ship, Since it's going lamala meyut tefachim, it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, there's no issa to go out of the tchum. My rotzo, why did they want to be machmer on themselves? They didn't do anything wrong. They didn't go out of the tchum on Shabbos. And for the Gemara k'diyama rova, like rova answers, b'mahaleches b'rakak. We're talking about we're going on a rakak, means on very shallow water, which is less than 10 tefachim off the ground. So then there is an issa going chutz le tchum. The same case here in the Reish of the Mishnah for Malechus Berakak. I'll tell you, it's talking about where the ship is going on very shallow water, that you are traveling in the 10th Fochum of the ground. Tarshma, come on, bring your Raya from the Sefer al Mishnah. Tamach has happened once. Lenichnesu lenomul atcher hashecha. The ship did not come into the port until on Shabbos. And the Mishnah says, when Gamliel says that he said it's smooth to go off the ship on Shabbos because he knows we came into the Tchum before Shabbos. Mashma, though, if we didn't come into the Tchum before Shabbos, it'd be awesome. Is Iyam with Bishleim, Yesh Tchumim, there is an Yisr Tchum, even if you travel more than 10 Tfachim off the ground, Shapir is good. What Rabbi Gamliel said, the reason why it's mutter is because we were already in the Tchum of the city before Shabbos. El Iyam, but if you're going to tell me, Ain Tchumim, there's no Yisr traveling Lamala, Meyud, Kiloy Hayino, but Teichat Tchum Ahevi. Even if we did not come in to the Tchum before Shabbos, still it should be mutter to get off the ship on Shabbos, because there's no Yisr traveling Lamala, Meyud. And for the Gemara, my rabbi b'malechus for a kak. We're talking about here, the ship again is traveling on shallow water, which is less than 10 tefachim off the ground. So therefore, there would be an issa going out of the tchum on Shabbos. And the reason why Rabbi Gamliel said in the Mishnah, it's mutter to come off the ship, is because he knew that the ship was in the tchum of the city at the beginning of Shabbos. Why ben hashmashas? Toshima, come on, bring another rabbi. Hani sher shmaitato, there were 7 halachis. In Shabbos in the morning, a darshan, somebody will soon say the Havminim of this Eliyahu Novi, said over these halachis. Shabbos in the morning by Rav Chizda's Beis Hamedrash in Sura. And Bahadi Pani B'Shabbato in the Shabbos afternoon, Kaimi the Rav of Pumbedisa. The same person, Eliyahu Novi, went to Pumbedisa and he said over the same shir, the same 7 halachis there. Now, who the Shalur is, how did he go? Chus of Chum on Shabbos. The more man Amrinu, who's the one that said over these halachis? Lav Eliyahu Amrinu. It wasn't Eliyahu Novi that said it. Almo, we see, ain't chumim l'malim yasara. Like we know, Eliyahu Novi knows the shame. He can say Hashem's name, and he can make himself fly l'malim yasara. So if you're going to tell me there's no Easter to travel l'malim yasara, it's good how Eliyahu Novi was in Suri in the morning, and then he was in Pumbedisa in the afternoon. But if you're going to tell me there's an issa of traveling l'mala miyasara, how can you go out, how can you go from one city to another city? Ayat chutz etchum. And if the Gemara loy, I tell you, there was the maisa was not with Eliyahu Hanavi. Dilma Yosef Shade Amrinu. It was Yosef the Shade that said over these halachis. So Rashi learns Yosef Shade l'mintra Shabbata. He had no chiyuv to watch Shabbos. He was the Shade like a malach. He has no chiyuv to watch the Shabbos. Really, I think they saw over the Chassam Sofer like Yosef for Kasha. El is brought down, Eliyahu Hanavi goes to every single bris. So the question is, when you have a bris on Eretz Yisrael in all different parts of the world, how does Eliyahu Hanavi travel from one place to another place? So Bishleim, if there's no Issa Chutz L'Tchum, it's okay. But if you're going to tell me that there's an Issa that could travel even L'Mala Me'asara, how could Eliyahu Hanavi travel around on Shabbos to every single bris from one country to another country? So Chassam Sofer answers that there's a chiluk. If Eliyahu Hanavi is B'teras HaMalach, then he has no chiyuv to watch Shabbos. Then there's no din chutz l'tchum. Tchum wasn't given to malachim. So when he goes to the bris, he's after malach habris, he goes with teras malach, then there's no shayla how he can go chutz l'tchum. But Eliyahu Hanavi could also appear with teras anodim, a ben adam. That's like our Gemara here. When Eliyahu Hanavi appears in this world to be like a mensch, like an adam, then he has to be a shomer Shabbos. So that was our kasha. How could he say the halachas in the morning in Surya and then go to Pumbedisa in the afternoon with teras a mensch? So El Gemara, Teretz was Taka, wasn't Elio, it was Taka Yester Shade, that was a shade that didn't have to watch Shabbos. Right, just so far we have no Rai, if there is an Easter or not, traveling L'mala Miyasara, either through a ship, or on top of these small, of these narrow planks, or by flying. So the Gemara Toshima, bring another Rai. So Adin, Hareini Nozir, V'yoyim Sheben David Bo, if somebody makes a Naziris, makes like a Ned who wants to become a Nozir, on the day that Mashiach comes, Sheben David Bohm is the locha mutil lishtos yain b'shabosis of yom tovim. He's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Mashpem, because on Shabbos and Yom Tov Mashiach can't come. Therefore, he's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos for Yom Tov.